This morning, we are concluding our three-part series on Hamelech Basodeh, the king in the field. And the first week, we talked about what it means to have a king, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is our melech, means he is capable of everything. Kol Yachol. It means that he has an access to us. We represent him. He's connected to us. He represents us. And there is this prism-like quality through which we connect to him. And then last week, we talked about how this beloved king, this omnipotent, incredible being who has this relationship of love with us is Basadeh, is connected to us, is in a place where it's open. There are no barriers. There are no walls. We just directly connect with him. And even if we're far away, even if we are the Am Shebesodos, we still connect to the Sadeh. So the question is, so what's the nafkamina? What is the takeaway from being Hamelech, of having Hamelech Basadeh? And it's so powerful. Today is the first day of Slichas. We have an entire week where even if we didn't capitalize on Chodesh Elul until now, there's still time. There's an old vart from Darshan that used to say that every week, every day of the last week of the year can be misakin, can elevate those previous days of that year. So this is the final Sunday of the year. So we keep mala every Sunday that we had this year. Those of us who got together to learn on Sunday mornings, what a great schus. We look back how much we learned, how much we accomplished. We can be mala Monday, Tuesday. So let's think about what is one avoda, one practical thing we can do this week as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah through this perspective of Hamelech Basadeh. So there is a sicha that the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha gave Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson in the late 1980s, where he discussed this notion of Hamelech Basadeh, the king in the field, which he attributes to the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, to Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel, he explains that there is a practical application of this, and that is to ask. I'll give you an example of what he means. Now that Hamelech Basadeh. A person goes, let's say you have a gentleman who's going for a job interview, and he submits his resume to a large corporation in a downtown office building. He goes there for the designated day. Monday morning, he's got to be there at 9 o'clock. So he shows up, you know, it's one of those tall office buildings with a gray, cement facade with some windows in it. He goes in, he checks in at the desk. They have his name. He's going actually to the CEO's office, which is on the 12th floor. He rides, they check him in, you know, with security, they give him the sticker. He rides the elevator up to the 12th floor, and he sees in the waiting room, there are lots of people. Lots of people. Obviously, he's doing a lot of interviews today. He goes up to the receptionist. It's 9:05, and she says to him, "Thank you for coming, sir. You should be aware that Mr. So-and-so, the CEO, he has a very full schedule this morning, and I can't tell you how long it's going to take for him to get to all of these interviews. Just look around. Take a seat. There should be a seat somewhere, and we'll call you when the time comes." 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Nothing doing. Lots of people are being called, but he's not being called. And he sees, in the back, of course, there are lots of people milling around. There are more receptionists and secretaries and business people and people walking back and forth. But he also sees on the wall, there are pictures, photographs, newspaper clippings that are mounted. And it's pictures of this CEO and pictures with politicians and all kinds of public officials and important people and business people. Finally, at 12:30, the receptionist comes out from behind the desk, and she walks over to this gentleman, and she says, "I'm really sorry, sir. I know it's taken a whole morning, but I don't know when it's going to be time. So here's a piece of paper. Take this to the cafeteria on the 9th floor and get yourself some lunch." I says, "Okay." He's not getting called back anyway, so he goes down to the 9th floor, and it's a busy cafeteria style. There's a glass door to get in, and then there's the cafeteria style, like a turnstile on the left, and people are lining up with trays, and then there's just cafeteria style seating. There are tables, and he sees lots of people milling around in tables, and he sees people at the tables. No one's by themselves. Everyone's sitting with somebody else. They're sitting there talking. So he notices that actually at the desk, right next to, you know, where one of the turnstiles is at the table there is the man who looks like the CEO, and he's sitting at the table and he's chatting, he's eating with people. And then someone gets up and then someone else sits down. And this goes back and forth. He sees lots of people coming and going. Finally, once he gets his food and he gives them his receipt so he can get his free lunch, he finishes, he takes his tray out, he's carrying his tray, and he sees there's an empty seat right next to that gentleman. He sits down and he starts eating. And he's eating lunch, and the gentleman seems very friendly. He says, "Hey, what's your name? How are you?" And the man says, "My name is so-and-so." And he says, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is so-and-so." He's the CEO of the company, the man with whom he's interviewing. And they make a little bit more small talk. Where are you from? You know, what's your family situation? And they go on kind of quietly eating their lunch. And the CEO's been there for a little while. So he finishes his lunch. He picks up his tray, says, "I hope you have a great day. Very nice to meet you. Take care." And the person who was there sitting is eating his lunch. And someone else comes and sits down. And sits down at his table. And he says to, "Sir, I saw you upstairs in the waiting room. Were you waiting for an interview?" The guy says, "Yeah, I was waiting for an interview." He says, "Yeah, I was waiting for an interview also. I can't believe you got to sit and eat lunch with the CEO." The guy says, "Yeah, it was really nice." So the guy says, "So did you ask him for a job? Did you tell him you're here to interview?" The guy says, "I can't believe it. Oy vavoy. I was sitting with the CEO over lunch, and I didn't ask him." Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, "Hamelech basode. It's Elo, the Rabbono Shalom, is here with us every time we daven Shachris, Mincha, Marav, but all the time. We can talk to him all the time. And we are talking to him all the time. And yet, do we remember to ask? Do we remember to ask him?" That's the question. This is the time. Hamelech basada means it's time to ask. Beautiful mashal I heard from Hamelech Biederman. Rav Biederman says the following. He says, imagine, for a moment, imagine there was a story. You're standing in a supermarket in Israel. It says, Maisa Shahaya. I'm assuming this is in the Rami Levy supermarket story, but I can't say. He didn't say exactly the name of the supermarket chain. Rav Melech says that there is a guy who's going shopping in the supermarket, tons of people there, Rami Levy, for those who have been there, big, big supermarket. It's almost like a warehouse, tall ceilings, tons of aisles, people pushing their carts, filling stuff. And Rami Levy and others, I don't know which supermarket chain, whichever one it is, they have a shtick. They have a shtick that they always do interesting promotions. Like on Hanukkah, they sell a bottle of olive oil for a dollar or a shekel, whatever. All throughout Israel, they have a chain. It's a chain supermarket store. So the guy's pushing the supermarket. He says, "Maisa Shahaya." At one point, a guy gets on the loudspeaker and says, "Everybody, kulam, everybody, stop. Everyone, head to the register right now. Anything that you have in your cart now is free. Is on us. Unbelievable. But you can't take any more. It's only what you have in your cart already." So Melech said, unbelievable. We come to Rosh Hashanah, and the Rabbono Shalom says, "Look, all of Elul, these days, I've been waiting to give you." And Rosh Hashanah, he calls, he says, "Whatever's in your cart from Elul, whatever you had the opportunity to ask for, whatever you put in there, it's all yours." So if we look at our cart, if we've been shopping for 2 hours, it's like piled up. Those of us remember, you know, those heady days before Yontif in Jewel or in Hungarian or Marianos, wherever you are, there's stuff piled on the top of the cart. Then there's the underneath the cart. Sometimes I'll go there, I'll end up with two carts. Maybe that's a little bit embarrassing. It's high. I'm hiding behind the mask when I'm schlepping two carts. But the people who just got there, who just showed up for shopping, they have two cereal boxes and maybe three cucumbers. They wish, I wish I'd asked for more. It's a week before Rosh Hashanah. It's time to remember. It's time to ask. Because these are the Yemei Ratzon. The days of Ratzon. Of the word literally Ratzon means wanting. What is my Ratzon? What is my desire? What is my wish? And what does it mean that these are Yemei Ratzon, the days of wanting, of wishing, of seeking? So on one level, being the Yemei Ratzon means these are the days in which we decide what's important to us. We're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a lot of things. What's important to us? But the truth is, there's something much, much deeper. What does it mean that these are Yemei Ratzon? So there is a diary of the Heilige Piasetzner Rebbe, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zchus Yagon Aleinu. The Piasetzner of Klonim Miskam and Shapiro, and we're actually going to be studying this for the Neely Shir on Monday mornings, beginning tomorrow, please God. He talks about how he doesn't understand why people are not excited about Shal Shudis. The Rebbe writes in the diary that in his experience, he thinks people should be more or as excited about Shal Shudis as they are about Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre, the most magical night, outside maybe the Leila Seder, the most incredible, memorable night of the year, that powerful evening of Slicha Mechila Kapara. You should be so excited about Shal Shudis. Interesting. Why? Because the Rebbe says, and it's a deep teaching according to the Hasidic masters, they say that the idea of Shal Shudis, of the end of Shabbos Mincha, is not just an ace ratzon, it's a time of ratzon, it is ratzon shel ratzon. It is what we call rava deravin. You say it in Brich Shemei, Yehei rava kadamach. The word rava means ratzon. Chibi ratzon. So Shal Shudis, according to the Svarim, according to the Rebbe, is rava deravin, the ratzon of the ratzon, the apex, the pinnacle of wanting. What does that mean? Because what happens on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, on Yom Echad, the first day of creation? So every week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world. Mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tamid. It goes back to the original creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that original day, on day one of the existence of the world, vayihi or, he created light. And so we, in many ways in life, we also have this same process of creation. We also create. So let's say, I'm not so handy in the house, but Nechama is very handy. So she's going to fix some closet door, or she's going to sew one of our kids, some pair of pants back together, some split pants. Anytime you're going to do a project, you're going to do something, you're going to build something, you're going to do right, but there's something that comes before. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, before we fixed those pants, before we set out on that project, there is something. What is that? There is ratzon. There is a will. There is a decision and a desire. Before someone decides they're going to go to the, before they go to the supermarket, first they have to decide they're going to go to the supermarket. They want to go to the supermarket. Before I learn a blot of Gemara, I have to first decide, I want to learn a blot of Gemara. Before I fix that hole in the pants, first I have to say, oh, there's a hole in the pants, I want to fix it. So what always comes before the action is the ratzon, is the will, is the desire. That's what Shal Shudis is. Those last moments at the end of Shabbos, before the week of creation, right before the action happens on Sunday, is the moment of Hashem willing and wanting and desiring that we should have another week, that we should have Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh, that we should have creation. So that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opening, so to speak, opening his heart and saying, I want to do this for you tomorrow. I want to create the world. I want to give you another week. That is on the level of the week. That's why the Piasetzer says that Shal Shudis is so powerful, because it's that time that Hashem says to us, I want you, I love you, I care about you. Just like the night of Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I care about you, I love you, lifnei Hashem titaru, I'm going to make sure that you get a fresh start. So now we look at the calendar. If Rosh Hashanah, this coming Shabbos, this coming Friday night, Shabbos Kodesh Haba Aleinu Letova, is the beginning, ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha, it's the beginning of the new year. So on the level of the Shana, on the level of the year, the period before that, the moments before that, the week before that, this week, this month, this man, it's the time of Ratzon. This week you could call us the Rava de Rav, and this is the Shalashudis of the year. It's the period before the new creation, so it's the time that Hashem says, I want you. I want to give to you. So of course this is the time to ask. because it's the time of goodwill of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have ratzon. It's not just it's about what we want, but it's clearly about what he wants. He wants us to have a beautiful world, wants to have a beautiful life. So now's the time to ask, because this is when he's open to us. So what are we asking for? So in davening, over the coming weeks, we're going to focus on the same thing again and again. We're going to ask for chayim. We're asking for life. Kosveinu l'chayim, zachreinu l'chayim. Everything is about chayim. It's about life. And in today's day, in the era of a pandemic, when things are so fragile and there's so much uncertainty, and the concern for chayim is so palpable, maybe even more than ever in our lifetime. The idea of asking for chayim, that's what we're focusing on. We're asking, zachreinu l'chayim. We're asking for chayim. So I get it. This is the Eis Ratzon. This is the time for asking, and we're asking for chayim. But what do we really mean when we ask for chayim, when we ask for life? So there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, going over to Yud Ches Amud Beis. Gemara tells us the story, the tell of a man named Benayo ben Yehoyada. Some of you are familiar with Benayo ben Yehoyada because he was a deputy, the chief, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of David HaMelech. He was a great warrior, a great leader. And the Gemara in Brachos is discussing a very powerful and meaningful question, certainly for me, probably for many of us, about the souls of those in the other world, of our grandparents, for some of us, our parents, our great-grandparents. What do they know? What's their connection to our life in this world? So the Gemara has a discussion about what they know. Quotes a pasuk, ki achayim yodim sheyamusu eilat tzadikim. In that context, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, ki hachayim, those who are alive, yodim sheyamusu, they know that they will die. Says the Gemara, elu tzadikim, these are the righteous shebemisasa nikru chayim, that in their death, they are referred to as alive. Meaning, hachayim, the people who are alive in this context means those who are in the other world. Moshe Rabbeinu and Chizkiyo HaMelech and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai and Rabbi Kiva Eger and our grandparents, great-grandparents, they're alive. Because tzaddikim, even if they're not physically alive in this corporeal world, they are called chayim. Shenemar goes to Benayo, Benayo ben Yehoyada ben Ish Chai Rav Polim Mikabziel, who he calls Shnei Ariel Moav, Vuhu Yarad Vikoes Ari Besoch Habor B'Yom HaSheleg. This is the pasuk describing Benayo ben Yehoyada. He was a Ben Ishchai. Some of you are familiar with that sefer. Ben Ishchai is from Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. That's the name of his sefer. Ben Ishchai, the halacha sefer. Also authored the same man authored the sefer called Ben Yehoyada. He also has a tshuva sefer, Rav Paulim. Anyway, Ben Yehoyada was Ben Ishchai. Tosfos on the point says, some say it's Ben Ishchayil, but we have the Girsa Ben Ishchai. He was Chai. He was alive. What does it mean that he was Chai? Ben Ishchai, says the Gemara. What does it mean? Otu kuli amo b'nei meisi ninu. What do you mean? He was alive. He was a Ben Ishchai. He was a man of living life. Everyone is alive. Ella, Ben Ishchai Shafilu b'misa, so even after he passed away, Karui Chai, he is called alive. Why? Because he was a tzaddik, because he was spiritual, because he was righteous. And that's what the Gemara explains weiter. Jaloiniach Kamosalob Mikrashvisham Vlob Mikdashani. He was such a great Talmud Chacham, Kibetz Poelim the Torah. He was such a Torah personality. He was also very active on behalf of the community. He was a leader of the army. There was nobody like him in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, the Beis Hamikdash Sheni. That's why he's still alive. Ika de Meimra, there's even one story in the Gemara. De Tover, Gzize de Bar de Venachas Vetovel. He was so committed to Torah, to purity, this military leader. What happens? He says there was a cold, icy lake that he knew was a mikveh. He broke the ice and he jumped in the mikveh for Kedusha, for Tara. Because he was Chai. Because Chayim, life, is not physical. It's spiritual, it's Ruchni. That's why even when a person, the Gemara says, goes to the other world, they could still be chayim. They could still be alive. What are we asking for when we say zachreinu l'chaim, kasveinu l'chaim, ultimately v'chasmeinu l'chaim? We're asking for chaim, we're asking for spiritual life. We're asking for a life of ruchnius. And maybe this is the pshat in the Gemara Brachas later on Daf Lamed Gimel. Gemara Brachas makes a comment, hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything, so to speak, is the hands of heaven except for yira shamayim, the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are many interpretations of this for it. The simple one probably is that everything is in the hands of God to give us our circumstance, except for all matters that relate to our spiritual growth, our Yiras Shamayim. We have to do that. But maybe one way of looking at this, B'derech Tzachos, is that HaKol Bidei Shamayim, everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he, Rashi explains there, he decides whether we're going to be tall or not so tall, whether we're going to be wealthy or, Rachmana Litzlan, impoverished, whether we're going to be born in this century or in that century. All that is totally in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he decides that, and we don't have to do anything about it. Chutz mi Yiras Shamayim, except for Yiras Shamayim, what do we need to do? We need to ask for that. HaKol Bidei Shamayim, everything is given out from Shamayim without asking. They just give it to us. Chutz mi Yiras Shamayim, that's what we have to ask for. So it's up to us to ask. This is the time, these are the Yemei Ratzon, HaMelech Basara, so we have to ask, and we're asking for Ruchnius. But the question is, how do we ask? And there's a very important fundamental point. It's something that we have to understand, that we remind ourselves by understanding that it's HaMelech Basadeh. Because you know we're going to say over and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to say something very important. We're going to say Avinu Malkeinu. Years ago, I had the opportunity to be in one of our day schools. Quite a few years ago, I see this young man around now. I don't want to say him by name. I don't want to embarrass him. But at this time, this young man was in eighth grade. And I went into an eighth grade classroom and I asked the children who were in the room, I asked the group who were there, the students, I said, what does it mean, Avinu Malkeinu? And one eighth grade boy raised his hand and he says, it means that I am a prince. And he's exactly right. Avinu Malkeinu, I am a prince. That's who I am. Because the Melech who is Basadeh is my father, is Avinu Malkeinu. And it changes the whole way we ask. We're going to quote one more Lubavitcher Rebbe now, the Friedeker Rebbe, unbelievable Maisa. The Friedeker Rebbe passed away on the 10th of Shvat in Tufshin Yud in 1950. The Rebbe of Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. So the Friedeker Rebbe had a last Fabrengen. And the last Fabrengen on Yud Tes Kislev, he was very ill, he was very weak. And all the Chassidim who were there, they knew that this was an auspicious time. This was the last Fabrengen that the Rebbe was going to Prava before he left the world. And after he left the world, the Chassidim really knew that this was what was going on. And someone who was there told over the following Maisa. He says, I remember being there and the Rebbe told us the following. He says, we're making a huge mistake. He says, we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, said the Friedeker Rebbe. We come to him like beggars. Rachmana Litzlan lo aleinu, a person standing on the street corner and he's asking for a handout for a nedava. What does a beggar ask for in the street? He asks for a dollar, a quarter, a nickel. Maybe if it has a shtigl chutzpah, he asks for $5. But the Friedeker Rebbe looked at the chassidim. He was so ill. It was mamish the end. He says to him, Rabosai, chaverim yedidim, we're not beggars. We're not beggars. Imagine, he says, the son of Baron Rothschild standing on a street corner and he's asking for handouts like a beggar. Everybody would pass by, they would say to him, what are you doing here like a schlepper? Go to your father. Go talk to your dad. And don't ask for a handout of 50 cents, of a dollar. He'll give you, your father will give you. Have a conversation with your father. Don't stand out on the street corner asking for a dollar. There's a mishulach who once came to the shul here in the neighborhood. And he was obviously incredibly devoted. Unbelievable. He came from an important mosad that I know, that I'm very connected to, that I cherish in Eretz Yisrael. And I was thinking to myself, Reb Yid, instead of going around collecting for a dollar after Shacharis, the truth is, the mosa that you're collecting for, you need to be in people's offices asking them for $18,000. We shouldn't have small hasagas. Now, of course, we're down the Kavos Chulos. This Yid was unbelievable, so moser nefesh for this mosa, that in addition to asking for the $18,000 gifts, he was willing to go through that indignity of schnarring around the shul for a dollar. So how beautiful, what a tzaddik this Meshulach was. Mamash, a big, big tzaddik. But the Friedeker Rebbe is telling us, Rabosai, when we ask this Elul, this week, when the Melech is in the Sodeh, and we're going to ask him for Chaim, and we're asking him for Ruchnias, don't ask like a schlepper asking for a dollar. Ask like the Ben Melech, because of Vinu Malkenu. We need to ask for more. We need to have that chutzpah to ask for a lot. The Heiliger Rav Nachman of Breslov, he writes in the Likutei Moharan, he says the following. The Gemara says something amazing, awesome, and also shocking about the Jewish people. That we have something called azus, brazenness. And even though Chazal tell us, az ponim legehenim, somebody who is a brazen person, who has azus ponim, brazenness in their face, they're going legehenim, rachmanu litzlan. But of course, Ben Tema says, have a oz kanomer, be brazen like a panther. So what does it mean? So Rav Nachman says there are two kinds of azus. There's negative azus, chutzpah dika brazenness, but then there's azus to kedusha. She'ef shel lekabel es haTorah, says Rav Nachman, you cannot receive the Torah ki'im al yedei ze ha'azus to kedusha, without a shtickel azus to kedusha, without a little bit of holy brazenness. To tell the Rabbono Shalom, we did this year, we did that this year, but you know what? We are the Ben Melech and we're going to ask for everything. We're not going to ask for a dollar, we're going to ask for $18,000. Yesh azos to kedusha. There is yeshnei mini azos, yesh azos to kedusha, kamosh amru chazal, mipnei ma nitna Torah li Yisrael, mipnei sha'azenhein. We were given the Torah because we're azen, because we're ambitious. We are spiritually ambitious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Sodeh. HaMelech BaSodeh. It's the time to ask. He's telling us, if you want the Torah, I want to give you the Torah. I want to give you Ruchnias. So think big. Ask big. Let's not just ask, oh, we should learn, you know, maybe a little bit of Mishnayos. Maybe we should learn a little bit once a week a shir. Maybe we should ask the Rebbe Shalom, we should always remember everything we learned. It's a huge ask. Why not? HaMelech Basara, why can't we ask? There's an amazing word they say in the name of Yisrael Salanter. I don't know what this means exactly. I have no idea. But apparently, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say that whatever a person asks for in Ruchnias, whatever a person asks for in spirituality, so the Rebbe Shalom never says no. He never says no to a Ruchnias to ask. Now, I don't know how that plays out. But as I was thinking of this past couple of weeks, putting these thoughts together, I'm like, you know what? I should ask for myself. Forgot so much of my learning. I should ask the Rebbe Shalom. I should remember everything. It should all come back to me. I should have Siyata Deshmaya in my davening. You know, why shouldn't we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us in our davening? HaMelech Basada, the Rebbe Shalom is here and he wants to help us and he's Kol Yochel. That's where we started 3 weeks ago. That the Rebbe Shalom has all the capacity. HaKol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Miyura Shamayim means we need to ask for it. And we need to ask for it now. It's our opportunity this week to ask and to begin asking. Don't just wait for Rosh Hashanah, to start now to ask for Chaim. Halavai, all of us, we should ask for all the big things, and then we should also, Derech Agav, we should ask for all the important things in terms of this world. Health, Gezut, Nachas, I want to bless all of us. Everyone in our Sunday Chevra, everyone in the Kol community, everyone in the Chicagoland Jewish community, everybody in the Jewish people, everybody in the world, we should be Zocha to Ishnas Chaim V'Shalom. We should all remember to ask. We should have the opportunity to tap into HaMelech Basadeh.